They're not a threat to people on the ground. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Those reassurances from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Three more objects are shot down by U.S. forces in the past several days.
Right now, our priority is debris recovery, so that we can get a better sense of what these objects are.
Only one object has been identified as a Chinese spy balloon.
We're working closely with the rest of the federal government, including the FAA, the FBI, NASA, and others, to work through what we might be seeing.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says one object shot down yesterday over Lake Huron was so low it was a risk to civilian air traffic. A 62-year-old man from Nevada under arrest after New York City police say he plowed a U-Haul into a group of people in Brooklyn.
It was an incident eerily similar to a terror act 6 years ago.
Looking for a U-Haul small box truck, license plate Arizona, Adam Larry, 73238. Occupied by male white.
That audio courtesy of Broadcastify. 8 people, including an officer, were hit.
Fox's Colonel Scott. Police say they believe the man, whose name has not been released, had been in New York since last Friday and had been stopped for reckless driving at least once in the Carolinas on his way to New York. Also in New York City, jurors have begun hearing testimony as they decide whether a man convicted of killing 8 people on a New York City bike path in 2017 should get the death penalty. Saifullo Saipov was convicted last month of intentionally driving a truck at high speed onto the path on Halloween. New York State has not executed anyone since 1963, but this is a case that was tried in federal court. Wall Street closed higher as traders made their final moves ahead of a report that could show whether inflation is cooling or setting up the market for worse pain. The Dow plus 376, the Nasdaq added 173. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The man who police say executed a Microsoft executive on a Jacksonville Beach road appeared in a Florida court.
Jared Bridegan was found shot to death last year in Jacksonville Beach. Police say he stopped to remove a tire from the road and was ambushed as part of a plot against him. 62-year-old Henry Tenen is now charged with being the gunman. Tenen was arraigned and Bridegan's widow Kirsten was there.
Yeah, we know this is going to be a long process. This is just the very beginning. Thankfully, we've got a lot of support, a lot of prayers, and we're just going to brace ourselves for what's ahead.
Bridegan was a Microsoft executive. His young daughter was in the car at the time of the murder. Investigators say others are involved. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A senior member of Britain's royal family has contracted COVID.
Buckingham Palace reveals Camilla, the queen consort, has tested positive for COVID-19. Explaining in a statement, she's canceled all of her public engagements for this week and sends her sincere apologies to those who had been due to attend them. The wife of King Charles had already postponed a visit to the West Midlands this week, with palace reps initially saying she contracted a seasonal illness, revealing she's been suffering cold symptoms. The palace says the 75-year-old is fully vaccinated, previously testing positive for the virus nearly a year ago. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Federal workplace safety officials have fined a candy factory in central Pennsylvania more than $14,500 following an accident last year where two workers fell into a vat of chocolate. OSHA has cited the Mars Wrigley Company in the accident in Elizabethtown, saying the workers were not authorized to work in the tanks and weren't trained on proper safety procedures. The workers were freed by emergency workers after the accident and taken to hospitals. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.